But first, I would like to see what you think about this, okay?
Okay, okay.
Demi Lovato is calling out a Froyo shop. Froyo, short for frozen yogurt.
Thank you.
Thank you. And she went into a shop this weekend, okay? This is what happened. And she saw that they were featuring a lot of healthier options, right?
Okay.
And she said that that triggered her.
Okay.
Apparently because it made her feel guilty about wanting something more indulgent.
Okay.
So she went to Instagram and she said, I'm finding it extremely hard to order when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies and other quote-unquote diet foods before you get to the counter. Do better, please, is what she said. She said this not only enables but praises disordered eating, and then she hashtagged it diet culture vultures.
Whoa. Wow.
Now, as someone who doesn't think she has an eating disorder,
yeah,
myself, is it bad to have healthy options and the indulgent options trying to service everybody?
Listen, we talk. I hate this. I want to combine the word snowflake with Karen on this one because she next leveled it. She's attacking their business model, right?
Right.
Like Froyo in general. I mean, going into a Froyo space is pretty much kind of asking for an alternative to begin with.
Right, because it is an alternative to ice cream.
So you were down with that aspect, but then the moment there was too many, I mean, you're getting so, can anybody just have
what they want?
A business and right. Be okay with like, and you know what, if you're triggered, I feel bad for you, but
yeah,
is that
too.
Really every company's now obligation? Is to what? Now put that in a different room? Rent out two buildings? What does
right.
She want from that?
That's what I was wondering. And of course, you know, I have, you know, feelings for her.
Oh, of course.
And for this triggering her. But it's not their fault that that's triggering you, in my opinion. It's confusing. But she's saying that by shoving healthy options in front of people's faces, you're making them feel bad for wanting a real treat, and that people with eating disorders can be extra sensitive to that. Totally get it.
Okay, but you know what, Donna, I'm just going to say it. I'm an alcoholic, and I don't get mad at Applebee's for handing me their margarita list.
Right.
And I just have to say, like, that's the way I have to live life is not walking around looking for a reason to be triggered.
Sure.
And I get it. There's things that are triggering and you deal with them. But to blame a company for their business model, for the way they make money when it's harmless, that's wild. And I want to know what people's responses are. I get that there's going to be.
I do, too.
Yeah, there's going to be different points of view. But I cannot wrap my head around shaming a company for
that. Yeah, I was curious to see what you thought about this because I was a little confused by it going, but there are options for everybody everywhere you go.
Yeah.
The grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to see full fat potato chips and then next to them, you're going to see third less fat potato chips.
So then in that theory and that side, if you have too many fattening objects as somebody who maybe wants, let's say you're somebody who's actually trying to actively lose weight, can you get mad at the full fat options?
Right.
Because there's both sides to this. And
the shop says that they're just trying to cater to everyone.
Yeah.
People who want to indulge and then people who want to cut back. But Demi Lovato isn't satisfied. She said they're not wrong for catering to different needs, but she still stands by her criticism. She says it's about not excluding one demographic to cater to others. Listen,
she's been in the news quite a bit. I think she's going through something. The hashtag do better. That's the kind of stands where you're like, I'm laughing because Donna is stuck in her own sweatshirt. But here's the thing. She's obviously been going through stuff. She's projecting in some weird.
The string from my hoodie got stuck in my glasses. And it was.
You look like such a nerd. Oh, that's it. If we didn't get free lunches, I'd make you give me your lunch money. Oh, that was so
distracting and beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she's been going through something. And Avi, right? People who post like that, they're not happy. They're not doing well. If you are sitting there harping on some probably family, let alone Froyo place.
Right. And they're like, we're just trying to give everybody something.
Also, we have birthday cake available this month only. Like, trying to throw in a promo at this point. Like,
right. Come and get your Cookie Puss. Do you know who Cookie Puss is?
No.
I thought Grant was going to have to drop that.
Yeah. You know, Cookie Puss is a Carvel. It's an East Coast thing. Cookie Puss is like my favorite.
Quit trying to make Cookie Puss happen, Donna. It's never going to happen.
Cookie Puss has happened.
Is it though?
I'll tell you more about him later. Yeah, okay.
It's a him? That seems wrong.
There's a reason why I stayed over on the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. It's a big thing. I even have a magnet.
Oh, good. That makes it real.
All right, whatever.